Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's going to be a hell of a lot less ankle monitors, so we're going to lock them up. We're going to put ankle monitors on people that we release. We're going to end catch and release. Of course, there are going to be the exceptions, right? There's a significant health issue that we can't care for them at the time. So number one issue, we're going to end catch and release. There's going to be a lot less of this going on. And second, we're going to enforce the rules of those ankle monitors.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back, my friend, and happy Christmas Eve. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark. And so, unfortunately, are all these horrible criminals in federal prisons who just had their sentences, all these murderers just had their sentences commuted by Joe Tony Soprano Biden.
I was going to bring that up to you because I read that story earlier, and I read some of the details here to my listeners on 37 federal death sentences commuted. Now, you're either, in my take on it, you're either against the death penalty or you're not against the death penalty. What he's determined is that some murders are worse than others, and on a couple that were very public, he let the decision stand, but he commuted them for everybody else.
What could be worse than kidnapping and killing a 12-year-old girl?
Thank you.
And yet, that's one of the criminals whose lives he commuted. And think about some of the other ones. He commuted the sentences of two guys who kidnapped and killed a woman after escaping from prison, and of another guy who killed a prison guard. So what he's just done for those three criminals is say, hey, you know, for what you did, there's no punishment. They were in prison to start with. Then they committed these crimes, and now he's saying to them, oh, well, you stay in prison. Basically, they got away with murder with no punishment because of Joe Biden commuting their sentences.
Wow. Wow. And he admitted why he did it, because Trump said that he would reinstate the death penalty, and he wanted to clear the slate while he could, it sounds like.
You know, I just don't know what to say. I am so shocked by Joe Biden's disgusting behavior. That's what it is. It's disgusting behavior that he basically, you add these 37 murderers on top of the more than 1,500 other prisoners, criminals, whose lives he commuted and basically let them out of prison. It's just, it's unbelievable. On the other hand, Mark, doesn't this go with the philosophy of the people that work for him, the people who supported him, who have been all behind the defund the police
yes.
movement for
yes.
the last 10 years?
And what are the odds he made the decision is what I would say, because he's had the lid on. I mean, I don't know why it didn't take the Wall Street Journal piece for me to know what was going on. I've got two eyes and a brain. This has been a problem for years, but it sure sounds like somebody else has been pulling the strings in the White House for a long time. So maybe somebody around him kind of made this decision for him. Regardless of how it was made, you're right, it's an embarrassment. But he did, in anything that was politically controversial, with like the Boston Marathon bomber and the Dylann Roof from the church down in South Carolina, he left those death penalties intact.
Yeah, maybe he's hoping that these other victims, because they're more obscure, that his political move in doing this won't hurt other Democrats. This has got to be one of the crudest, crassest, and frankly, one of the most immoral things I have ever seen a president do.
Wow.
I don't think we can underestimate just how terrible this is.
Well said. Hans von Spakovsky with us from the Heritage Foundation. Hans, Let's talk for a moment about the decision also by the Biden administration to basically withdraw its amendment to Title IX that would have, for example, prevented school districts from redistricting or restricting transgender athletic participation. They were working on that. Now, suddenly, they backed off of it at the last minute.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, it shows how they do things in this administration. Obviously, they realized that that hurt them in the last election, and so suddenly now they're backing off of it. What does that tell you about their supposed adherence to principles? It's when the going gets tough, they get going. They don't yeah. stick to their principles, even when they're, I mean, their principles are wrong. You know, the idea that we should allow boys who pretend to be women in women's sports is just 40 years ago, 20 years ago. Mark, you and I would have thought that was the plot of a satire on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And yet they were seriously pushing this all over the country, and now suddenly the last minute they're pulling it. Again, it just tells you, to me, how unethical the people are in this administration.
Well, right in the middle of this article on it that I pulled up, it says, with the new Trump administration 1 month away, the Biden administration would not have enough time to finalize the rules. Scrapping the initiative prevents Trump from rewriting it to push his own policy agenda. So they were somehow concerned that he would have snatched it out of midair, reworded it, and stuck it in as a complete ban on transgenders in school. But he's already promised to do that.
Well, he could do that anyway.
Yes.
You know, I don't know who's doing the reasoning in the White House, but there's nothing that will prevent a new president from issuing new rules, and they could hopefully will include rules telling school districts that they are violating Title IX if they allow boys in women's locker rooms, allow them in women's sports, that is a violation of Title IX. That's discriminating against
yeah.
women, because that's what it is.
Well, that's why Title IX was put in place, was to stop discrimination against women, and they've tried to turn it on itself. It's amazing. You know, I played Tom Homan bite there off the top. I don't know if you saw this last week, but he was on yes. with Caitlin Collins from CNN, and she's like, I know everybody talks about day one, but realistically, when are we going to see the first real impact on deportations? And there's a pause, and Tom Homan goes, day one, because he's serious about it.
He is absolutely serious about it. Look, I know him. I've worked with him over the past couple of years. And look, because he started off as a line officer, worked for the Border Patrol, he actually knows this from the ground up. If there's anybody that can get this done, it's Tom Homan, which is why the left hates him so much.
Yeah, very true. Listen, Hans, we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, and can't wait to see you on the other side. Thank you very much.
Yep. I'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Yep, you bet. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow with Heritage, proud that he's a member of the show here on a regular basis, and just such good common sense. I love getting him on here to talk about what's going on out there. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Nicole. Well, I guess we're going to get to business this morning. I think Nicole Murray is off today, too, now that I think about it, Ethan. So I think Jennifer is filling in for her. We'll get to Jen here coming up. Dr. Bob Onder on the other side of the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to him about that mess in Congress and what has to happen to get some fiscal sanity in this country.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.